Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Thursday to you. You are indeed in the loop on Sports Radio 610, and I've got to be honest.
Yes.
Now burned it in my mind is just like images of Seth Payne beating off women with a stick, just like constantly having to do that because there's 200 women chanting Duval.
Loved him. It was amazing.
Yep.
He's beating them off.
Thanks for laying out on me there, Lopez. That's how we start this Thursday show. Yeah. With my partner not helping me out. That's John Lopez.
I'm Reginald Attitude.
It was your phrasing that got him, Reggie.
Beating off women with a stick is that's very common phraseology. You're not gonna beat me.
I know I'm not the only one that heard that.
Very clearly.
It's a very easily sliceable cut if you make Seth look a certain kind of way.
Whatever, man.
But yes.
but yes. Thank you. 3 minutes later, John Lopez. All right, let's get going on a Thursday.
Let's go.
Let me know how you felt about that. 713-572-4610. We always appreciate you getting involved. Also, we have appreciation for the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams. Mm-hmm. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610. I already see y'all in there having a good time. And
it's
Twitch
about to get
chat,
better.
610 Houston. Yeah, you don't know that.
yes, I do.
There they go.
Yes,
all right. I will pivot very quickly away from, I guess, a faux pas, if you will. Who are these Rockets? You know me. I've been chomping at the bit to talk about these Rockets, who they are, what we're seeing. And I think that widely regarded in basketball spaces, when you're trying to, you know, find a sample that is big enough for you to have any solid take.
A good start on a semblance of what they are.
10 games.
Yeah.
10 games is usually where you are, and now the Rockets have 10 games in, 7-3. Get a absolute drubbing of the Washington Wizards as they were supposed to.
Run them out
the gym. That's how it's supposed to look on, you know, on the night where you bring back the Dunkstronaut, where you got the City Edition jerseys, Cam Whitmore's coming back. This is what it was supposed to look like, and that's what it was. However, I want to look at the more holistic thing. Who are these Rockets 10 games in? 713-572-4610. And I think you kind of have an interesting perspective on this in general, and it's probably speaking directly to me.
Actually, it ties with the question of the day in a weird way.
Okay.
Kind of coming around on what they are. I'm kind of coming around on what they are, especially in the landscape of what the NBA is today. Because, you know, we, both of us, have talked about, you know, point guard. I don't know. You know, is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? You know, what role exactly are they going to play? How good are they going to? Can you thrive with all that? But more importantly, defensively, we're like, I mean, you saw it in the preseason. I saw it early on in the season. We talked about it.
Yeah, because you don't watch preseason basketball.
I really don't. I just watch highlights, and that's just being completely honest.
Same.
But one thing that we both have talked about regarding the defense is they're just not efficient. They give up way too many three-point looks. I think they're like eighth in terms of the most three-pointers they've given up in the and highest percentage in the league. And so we've kind of been wringing our hands, sort of wondering if this is going to get better. You know what, though, Reggie? It's working. It's working. I mean, they are a high-scoring team. Their offensive rebounding is – now, look, we understand that
first in the league.
That wasn't the best team in the world, but over the course of 10 games, it's been like that.
That's right. Yeah. I got a whole bunch of stats. I'm not going to read them all at you. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, when I look at a lot of these, it's stuff where I go, it's irrefutable, mm-hmm. right? The thing with the Rockets is who they are is a team that is really good already.
Yeah,
that's the thing that's kind of, I and you know me, I like trying to find poke holes in what's happening mm-hmm. with whatever's in front of me. I've been trying to do that, and even with the places that I have concerns, there's things that I can look at statistically where I go, all right, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And then there's things that I like the look of that I go and I look at the stats and I go, huh, there's room for that to get better. Like yeah. I think that that's ultimately the interpretation I get. How about this? This team has just knocked down shots in an incredibly, like the shot making has been really good. Mm-hmm. They're fourth in field goal percentage, and they're third in points per game. They're first in 3-point percentage, which is funny because they don't take a lot of threes. In fact, they're literally last in the league on number of threes that they take. They just make so many of them. Like
Reed Shepard, Tari last night.
Tari Eason is shooting like 53% from three this season.
Yeah,
like they're just. It's really well made offensively in a way that I didn't think that it'd be like that this early.
Right.
And it's very clear it's not fully figured out, but that's the thing that's really amazing to me is that it's not fully formed and yet it's incredibly functional.
I guess what I'm getting at is we may have been spending too much time worrying about what the Rockets don't have than what they are. And what they are is working. The rebounding yesterday was just a joke. I mean, it was just they were eating glass. I mean, it was crazy. And they're working, you know, they're knocking down shots on the offensive end. Whatever argument you want to have about point guard and distribution and spacing and open shots, it's working with Amen doing what Amen does. What Reed Shepard has been a revelation. And I thought he would be good. We talked about it before the season started. I thought he would be a guy that deserved to play more. I mean, he's a point guard. You got to get him out on the floor. Number three pick, all that stuff. But he's even better. He's shooting 50% and a lot more threes. He's shooting 50% from three-point range. I think on like just under six attempts a game. Why change it? Why change what you're doing?
And
on either side of the floor.
I am not too big to slide in a little I told you so in here. Mm-hmm. Does it not feel like Reed is becoming the thing that I was hoping he would be, which is just high-level 6th-7th man?
Well,
or maybe not high-level, but like really solid, capable 6th-7th man where he comes in.
Yeah.
And if he scores and has the confidence to do that with the second unit, he could be incredibly valuable to what you do.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. You know, a man is a man. He's gonna get a bulk of the minutes. He's gonna do what he does. But they morph into something else when Reed is on the floor, and that's what they are. And so, as I mentioned, I'm watching this game. I'm like, they become different teams almost with those two guys on the floor. But the thing that really kind of struck me is, boy, I'm watching this, and I'm like, you're just never going to be really good on defense with the bigs on the floor. You're just never, you know, against the shooters. Okay. Okay, you're not. But you're going to be able to get a lot of rebounds, a lot of transition, and when Shepard is on the floor, you're going to be able to run a little bit more offense.
Yeah, that's really been fun. Defense has been the thing that, you know, I've been kind of talking about a lot. And
I don't think that's going to change. This is what they are. Yeah, because you can't change the bigs.
Well, I hear you on that.
Yeah.
I think I go back to, I was referencing the mm-hmm. Ime Udoka quote that Daniel Lerner had earlier in the week talking about the zone and how he mentioned that Fred was really very much an organizing force, something that I've talked about and something that Dylan Brooks was absolutely a big help in that as well, being a veteran on that court. I'm still looking to see who maybe ends up being organizing force in there. But also, he kind of broke down a little bit of that matchup zone and saying that, you know, when you're not immediately engaged in a matchup, you need to have your head on a swivel. And that's something that,
mm-hmm.
to your point of you not thinking
that
that'll
change.
I don't know, right? Because I want to believe.
But I'm saying embrace it almost.
I want to believe that within that zone, the players that they have on there can lock into a place where they're keeping their head on a swivel mm-hmm. and alert to where guys are on the floor so that they can get there and rotate with enough focus. However, it's a lot of guys who are either vets on the floor or, you know, have done this better in years prior, including last year, that are not kind of doing it. And so there is a question for me is like, is this a Dorian Finney-Smith comes back and he ends up being that voice? Or is this just, is that going to be a hole in what they do all season long?
I don't know if I would even say a hole. I think it's Here's how I would put it.
I'd still say it's a hole. It's one that's very manageable.
I mean, in terms of like what you're seeing on the floor on a given different offensive possession against your defense, yes. But what I'm saying is the big picture, 10 games, 30 games, whatever it may be, I don't know how much better they're going to get. But I think I'll put it this way. I don't know how much of a calculated strategy it was, or maybe a little luck involved as well. But this whole NBA season is a higher scoring season, and they are a scoring team.
Early on,
It's working is what I'm saying. The way they play, despite you want them to get better on defense, that's a good constitution of the team for the way the NBA is being played this year. How much of it was luck? How much was calculated strategy? You know, they saw this coming, whatever.
And that's the thing. It's a 10-game sample. Yeah. It's not a 30-game sample. Yeah. So we'll see as that continues to grow. You know me, anxiety's still going to pop out, right? The other teams are not shooting crazy good against them, but they're getting good looks. And that's one of the things I worry about to some degree is who are the teams that knock this down? And it's worth noting the teams that they've played here. Again, it's a 10-game sample. I think we can extrapolate some things. And largely my takeaway is, oh, okay, this works as currently constituted and still in its somewhat infancy this season of how they're developing this. However, somebody texts in, and I don't think I fully agree with this from the 281, that the Rockets are a mid-team that can't beat top-tier teams. However, you go and you look at the teams that they've beat. They've beaten the Brooklyn Nets. Are they good?
The Brooklyn Nets? No.
Thank you. No. The Toronto Raptors, are they good?
Nah.
Boston Celtics?
Yes.
Not this year. Not quite this year, but
they're good.
They're still okay.
Yeah, they're good.
But no Jason Tatum.
Dallas Mavericks?
No.
Nah. Okay. Memphis Grizzlies?
Nope.
Nope.
Milwaukee Bucks?
Okay.
Pretty good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty damn good. And the Wizards. The teams that they have lost to, the Thunder, the Pistons, the Spurs.
Yeah.
Those are the best teams that they've faced. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not saying that that is inherently going to track the entirety of the season where once they get up against the best teams that it's going to falter.
Yeah.
However, I do think that that is an interesting note to have within this, which is this is working. However, the what should this team will be graded on ultimately, maybe not in this moment, will be how do they face fairer against those types of teams. And I think it feels like those types of teams can maybe pick at some of those things that we're talking about right now.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say, I think it's working right now. But as far as I think we got time to talk about this or get into this, but when it matters, playoffs and all that stuff, I think that's when the good teams will start picking at that. That's when it could be an issue, but you never know. The Rockets could get that addressed.
I think they could, but we spend a lot of time with the Texans talking about what's your identity, and they have no clue. I think the Rockets know what their identity is now, and that's what I'm saying. If it ain't broke, I get it. You know, you're going to face really good teams and lose some games. I mean, of course, you are. But I think they can win those games with this identity if they embrace it.
Yeah, no, and I think it's early, and they got a lot of time to address all of that, too. Mm-hmm. But right now, is like you said, John, it's working right now.
It's
so,
working.
Yeah. And there's a lot of figuring out to be done. I mean, there's still the possibility or plausibility that, you know, halfway through the season, they can make some acquisitions. One of the things I mentioned early on in this is, like, the things that are going well, I could easily see those continue to go well. And the things that I've liked, that I've looked at, like, you know, just off of the tape, and I look at the numbers and I say there's room to grow. Like, Alperen Şengün being like a ball handler, it's looked really good when he's done that. I'm looking at it, and I mean, he's had six post-ups per game, approximately six post-ups per game, good for third in the league behind Giannis and Jokic. He's only really scoring at 0.93 points per game, which could still be higher as he gets more efficient with those. I think that is something that's available to him. Isolation, which he's actually looked pretty good on, 0.88 points per game, points per possession, rather, which it feels like that also has room to improve. So I'm like, those are just a little small cross-section of places where I think that I like the things that they're doing and there's room to develop there. So I recognize that the games that they played against good teams are close and that those can get better. 10 games in, I don't want to completely just, you know, drink Kool-Aid, but it does feel like this is a team that is, one, very offensively minded. They do enough defensively.
That's what they are.
And they have a
Embrace it, Reggie. They've
got a lot of upward mobility within it as well. That's who these Rockets seem to be 10 games in. And we'll continue to watch them as they keep going. They'll be back in action tomorrow at home. But until then, we're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get back to these Texans where – I've been talking about this in a way that feels like a gimme. I think a lot of people have been talking about this in this way. Is this going to be the gimme that we think it is? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. Let's get into it. Is this going to be the gimme game that we think it
it's
is
a gimme,
on
right?
Sunday versus
gimme, isn't it, Figgy?
The Titans in Nashville. 713. It should be. 572-4610.
That's gimme? Yes.
It feels like it. It feels like it. Now, of course,
it should have been a gimme last year.
Very much. Yeah. When Will Levis, and that's the thing, right? You got to let's be honest and let's be real introspective about this and make sure that we are not missing anything. Obviously, we'll continue to talk about this game all the way through the week and get you ready for it when the Texans take off to Nashville. But there's a couple of developments, obviously, that happened with the practice report and everything that I imagine give you a little bit of, I don't know, pause, but give you a little bit more context on it. But Lopez, where are you at? Like, does this feel like the gimme that we've been talking about it as?
Short answer, yes.
Okay.
Right, Texans are going to go in there and take care of business. They're feeling quite good about themselves, as they well should.
All right, done with segment. Thanks
defense
for stopping by.
Defense is amazing. I'm not done yet.
Oh, my bad.
You can see it. You can hear it coming, right? You can feel it coming.
There's a butt coming.
Yeah. This is going to be a gimme. That's the short answer. This is how I'll put it, though. Something to think about. Not necessarily gives me pause, because that the connotation there is like, oh, maybe I'm not as confident. I'm confident they're going to win. But something to think about, okay? And it occurred to me yesterday when we were talking to, is it Ron Slay?
Yeah, we're talking about Ron Slay.
Ron Slay.
You don't remember the man's name?
I couldn't. I drew a blank on his first name. It was Ron or Rob. I couldn't remember.
Ron.
Yeah.
Man.
Richard Slay.
We were talking to Ron Slay. And he mentioned, you know, that Calvin Ridley and Arden Key are going to be back this week.
Yeah.
For the Titans. And your immediate instinct is, ooh, Calvin Ridley. Calvin really doesn't scare me. Not against this defense. Not against this secondary.
I think Cam Ward described him as like one of the veteran guys, like actually having a veteran wide receiver back. And it's like the dude who got suspended for a year for gambling.
Yeah. But not even that. Just like against this defense, Calvin Ridley, you know, he's a good player. I'm not,
of course.
Yeah.
But, I don't want to.
But he doesn't scare me.
He shouldn't. I don't think
you
he's
know who
of
did?
The caliber.
A little bit. Just something to think about. Arden Key. You know why? not just because of what he does, you know, defensively, but that guy is a special teams menace. Like, he's blocked, I think, at least one kick. I think maybe two.
Oh, he think he did Nico Autry?
He is that guy. Yeah, he's that guy. And so Frank Ross was talking yesterday, and it led to something to think about. Ross was talking about the special teams and freely, fully admitted it hadn't been good enough, right?
Yeah. So the first thing is you don't just, man, you don't roll that off and just say, that's not us. Like, that's our tape. We have to own that. We have to make sure we correct honestly and making sure that we are holding ourselves to what we think is a high standard. So I'm just going to start with disciplining our alignment, our assignment, and then when we're at the point of attack, like playing off of each other. I've always said we're an aggressive tackling unit team. Take your shot. Go make that returner check his feet. If you miss, your buddy will clean up for you and play off of each other. If you don't do that and somebody hesitates, a lot of hesitation, okay, that's going to start with me and my teachings and my emphasis on that. So doesn't matter how good – every week there's good players. That's a good returner, but that's not an excuse for us. We got a really good returner this week. He's maybe the fastest returner we'll see. So we have to be sure we're disciplined playing with and off of each other and making sure that we're tackling the ball sound purely. And it's all going to work together. You're trying to flip field, you're going to have to cover space. So we got to force fair catches. You got to win on the perimeter and do our job together collectively.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Special teams has been sliding. Nobody can deny that, right?
Right. And I feel, because I think it was steak night yesterday, I was talking with Bajani and mm-hmm. T-Mill and Santiago, I think Lou Morrow as well. And one of the things we were kind of talking about is, you know, we're talking about this Frank Ross, mm-hmm. because, of course, we're dorks that still talk about football when we're eating steaks. And he made mention of, like, yeah, Frank felt like that performance wasn't good. And I was like, it's been sliding. Like, this wasn't just an individual instance of the special teams not standing up to what our expectations have been in the past, mm-hmm. especially under Frank Ross. And so, yeah, this absolutely needs to be solidified, especially with Chimera Dike, the returner
he's
talking
really
about.
Good. He's really good. Yeah.
Solid slot receiver, too. Now, of course, if you're getting the pressure on Cam Ward that you should be, like, I don't know how scared you should be of any of that. But, yeah, like, they need to tighten this up because that third facet of the game pops up real quick. Like, all of a sudden, that can make a game that should be an absolute runaway a lot more interesting than it need be.
Yeah, that's the part that kind of scared me a little bit. I'm not worried about
something to think about, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about the Texas defense at all. Uh-uh. Matter of fact, I don't think the Titans offense is going to do anything.
Yeah,
but I'm just worried about the special teams part of it. Mm-hmm. If they get a touchdown, and that kind of makes me worry about what kind of offense you're going to get from the Houston Texans.
Right, and what were the
what kind of Davis Mills you're going to get?
This past Sunday, we thought that game was a dead stick. We thought it was over. Why? Because of two plays on special teams. The muff punt.
Yep.
And the return. And DK can do that and has done that. And then you have Arden Key in there, who's a guy that can block some kicks. And I'm like, all right, that we got to watch that. Because that's, you mentioned it, they talk about sudden change. And if you get turnovers, your two turnovers and your chances of winning go up whatever percentage. Well, these, I guess, aren't always technically turnovers, but it feels like it, when you have a big return.
It's a big plays, right? Yeah. It doesn't even have to necessarily be a full turnover, but a big play kind of changes the vibe of the game. And, sometimes can jar a play caller or what have you. There's ways in which it can affect the game. So I feel you on that. I think that the special teams note is a good one. I will say, in looking at this game, there were a couple of things where I was like, because again, as much as I've talked about this in such a confident manner, I think I still try and go through looking at this and treating it with the level of respect that I should.
Yeah.
And in looking at the Titans, there was something that at least one number, because you look at certain things and it's like the Texans have the advantage, in all these various different places. There was one thing in looking at the Titans where I went, this is a little interesting, and that's that their sack rate has ticked up. Tremendously, in fact, over the last four games, where I think they might be one of the best teams when it comes to sack rate. Not pressure rate, not getting pressure, but when they do actually getting that sack there over the last 4 weeks have been really good. Well, I was double checking with that. A lot of that was Jahard Ward and Tremont Jones. Now, Draymond Jones has been traded. Jahard Ward is still there. Arden Key returning. Are they capable of maybe keeping that up is a question that I think is interesting. But without Jeffrey Simmons returning, or at least he did not practice yesterday, it's a little bit more in the air whether he returns. I'm not afraid. And if you can manage to keep Jahard Ward and Arden Key under wraps where they're not really attacking Davis Mills, I think that Davis Mills can do capital D damage, because one thing is that defensive line might possibly be interesting. The secondary is just washed right now.
Yeah.
It's been washed out. So you should be able to, especially with the confidence that I imagine that this offense built and with this construction, throwing a ball to Jaden Higgins, throwing a ball to Dalton Schultz, throwing a ball to Nico Collins. You hope that continues on against a defense and a secondary that's not capable of handling it.
And one more note, while we're talking about special teams, and Frank Ross has done just a tremendous job, but there's no denying the last 3-4 weeks that we've seen some gaping holes in some areas. One other thing to think about, Matthew Wright's probably still going to kick.
Yeah.
He was good yet last week, or good enough, that's still your backup kicker, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a dude that you signed off the street.
Yeah.
So, especially, that comes back to your Arden Key getting his hand on the football when it's kicked. That does bring up a thought. So, yeah, it's one of those, it's the side of the football that we most frequently neglect. Could that be something that makes this game more interesting than it deserves to be? And I see 8-3-2 that the Falcons are supposed to be a gimme game. The Zach Wilson Jets on Halloween were supposed to be a gimme game. Bryce Young and the Panthers are supposed to be a gimme game. 100%. That is incumbent upon this team to go out and handle their business. They have every possibility to. We're just making notes. Like, hey, there's some instances where maybe the gimme doesn't end up being as much of a gimme. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Jake Paul's next fight has been announced, and it's actually a real one. And I feel myself maybe turning the corner on Jake Paul. So question of the day, who is a sports figure that you have come around on? 713-572-4610. We'll do that next. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you, Mr. Big Voice Man. Let's do a little bit of question of the day, if you don't mind. Who is a sports figure that you've come around on? 713-572-4610. This comes because Jake Paul's next big Netflix fight has been announced. And it's with a actual real life boxer. Like, this time he's not going against somebody washed or somebody's brother or what have you. He actually went and got a heavyweight champ in Anthony Joshua. Now, it's worth noting, like, he's not at the height of his powers. I think ever since he lost to Andy Ruiz that time, it was like, oh, this is on the downslope for the
Brit. Doesn't matter,
right?
He's legit.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wanted to make it clear that
this would be the biggest boxer he ever faced.
Without, by far, in fact, this is the biggest boxer
not
he ever faced.
Not no 58-year-old Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Not that. Not, was it Tommy Fury? None of that. Like, a legitimate, real-life boxer who has been, of high acclaim, who's worked his way up, who's had legitimate title fights and not been a tomato can in any of those circumstances. This immediately earned a lot of respect for Jake Paul for me. Like, it's still spectacle, but one of the things I've said about Jake Paul is, despite not really liking him all that much, he can box. Like, he's got the underpinnings of being a solid boxer. I was like, well, actually take real fights and let's see if we can cultivate this further and make it. And this is a real fight. Now it's a little bit of a jump because I feel like he should have worked his way up with real boxers that are maybe of a different caliber.
Yeah, but with his name and notoriety, he's gonna have to get the big tickets.
I feel myself coming around on him. He already was doing some stuff that I appreciated. Like, I know Seth, when we were talking about this earlier, mentioned he's getting eyes on boxing, but I feel like boxing purists, I don't consider myself a purist, but I'm a lot closer to that than somebody who's just here for spectacle, didn't like him because it didn't feel like he was being true to the game. Like, it felt like he was just, it was a dalliance where he was using boxing for his own
ends. But that's his strength.
Ends.
That's why I think Seth is right. It's not you that boxing needs.
Yeah,
you know, that's the difference.
I appreciate him taking the sport seemingly with a little level of seriousness. And I see you at 6'3", 1". Anthony Joshua is washed, is what you say. I mean, he's closer to that than like his heights. But this is a real boxer. This isn't the same as what it previously was. And I can give Jake Paul his props for platforming women's boxing. He's probably been the best platformer of women's boxing, which probably says a lot about boxing and where it is right now. There's various different ways you could talk about it, but him actually maybe taking a fight that feels a lot more like a real fight compared to anything else that he's done, I feel myself coming around on Jake Paul.
So who is a sports figure that you've come around on? And with Jake Paul, I really kind of started to come around, of all things, in that Tyson fight, because he was just really legitimately, sincerely giving Mike Tyson his proper due. You know, he seemed like just honoring Mike, even at the end of the fight when it was winding down, he kind of bowed at him and all that stuff. But that's when I started coming around with Jake Paul. For me, it's Liam Cohen. You guys know that by now. I mean, I thought this guy was going to be a disaster. And not only, I guess it was the Robert Sala thing, but a combination of things where I'm like, there's something there. Now, obviously, like last week notwithstanding.
Hold on. Yeah. The Robert Sala thing?
He showed something. He wasn't the little soft Duval little guy that
he had coordinated. I'm gonna bleep and kill you, boy. I'm gonna kill you, boy.
Oh, who was the basketball coach that walked in on? I'm trying to remember what it was. It'll take me a second to get there.
Chaney?
Yes, Chaney. I'll kill you. One of my favorite things. I guess Liam Cohen got into that, but he had coordinated an incredible offense with the Bucks prior. That didn't do nothing for you?
As a head coach, no. I didn't believe in it, and I'm coming around on him. You know, another one, and it's been a few years now, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, I thought, well, this guy, you know, as Sean likes to say, a punchable face.
Still, the fat face.
Still that. Got to be honest. Yeah. Still that. Yeah, you can't get out of your mind. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember. It had to be Monday Night Football with the Jets with the seeing ghosts.
Yes.
Yeah. That will never leave my mind. He was in such a bad way, but of course he finds a way to not just have a great season with the Vikings, right? Where I think a lot of us, and I will speak for myself, however, I know that I was not alone, looked at that. I was like, oh, there it is. There is the smoke and mirrors dissipating, and see who Sam Darnold really is. Mm-hmm. And here he is coming right back around, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's coming right back around to this thing. So, yeah, I have to give him a lot of credit. And I think a lot of these, I think just coming back around on the notion of the retread quarterback being more than just a stopgap, right? Because I can't just call it a stopgap quarterback. You're seeing Baker Mayfield be a quarterback that they are comfortable riding with for a number of years. You're seeing Sam Darnold being a quarterback that people are comfortable riding with. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think which other ones I could put up here. And I know that those are not the only ones. My memory is just failing me in this moment, where you see these guys that typically in the past we would have just looked at as, you have that guy and then you go draft the guy until that guy, until the, you know, the rookie can come over and take his job. And it's like, no, you can really go and actually play with that guy. Mm-hmm. And so Sam Darnold is kind of the face of that for me right now.
Yeah, the one that comes to my mind, I'm going to kind of stick with boxing a little bit, but I kind of came around to Floyd Mayweather a little bit. Because at first I was kind of in that camp of, man, he ducking all these people, and I just thought he was just all show. But I guess when you kind of look at his whole career, like he did have some really good fights. He was dominant at one point. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like the knockout artist or Mike Tyson type. But I guess as I grew up and kind of grew older, I'm like, okay, I got a little more respect for Floyd Mayweather than I did in the past because I ain't like Floyd at all. Man.
Mayweather is such a complex dude for me personally. He might not be very complex for you or complicated to handle him. You might just don't like him because there's the thing where you talk about like his just personality is a little rough, right? He has allegations on him that are not things that I would very much want to be associated with. Period. There's the fact that every single one of his fights, well, not every single one, but a lot of them, he made sure they were right around Cinco de Mayo. What was his uncle called? The Mexicutioner? Like that was the way that he leaned into it. I love him as a boxer. I think that he was incredibly capable and skilled. I hate that that took, at later stations of his career, took a back seat to protecting the zero.
Yes.
Right, like there was fights that he could have made that would have been really great for boxing that he probably didn't, or at least waited
too late
to protect the interest of that zero. That I understand monetarily made sense for him, but it was like, hey man, do it for the people, do it for the boxing, do it for the sport.
Yeah, let me ask you this, and it's been years now that people have fallen into his corner, and we'll probably hear from him here in the next segment. But does Jameis fall in that category?
For a lot of people, he does.
Right.
For a lot of people, he does.
Coming out of Florida State and then just not kind of underachieving. And then, you know.
At Florida State or?
Once he got to the NFL. Yeah. And then he was really looked at like just a weird guy that I don't know if he's a leader. And all. And he is an incredible leader. You know, and he's always fun.
I think the thing with him, it was never a point where I didn't like him. Or I just kind of didn't, have a really strong opinion about him. But I always thought he was funny.
Yeah.
Because now he's leaning way into it now. Mm-hmm. But before, you would get little clips here and there and be like, man, what is he doing?
Yeah.
And I always thought he was funny. And then when he went to New Orleans and just kind of became that backup, that veteran type of guy. I'm like, oh, this dude is really funny.
Yeah.
I think that what helped there is he added a little Jesus to the mix, right? And then also that hits you a lot different when you're the backup, right? When we don't have to depend on you for stuff, being comical works.
Yeah.
When it's like, all right, guys, the Bucks are really, we need this victory, man. People are trying to save their jobs. Yeah, I mean, it's like this doesn't play nearly as well, man.
Like, this all right, this gimmick is over.
Yeah,
now.
We're losing. Hey, man, be serious. Stand up straight, man. Get you a haircut. Come on, man.
I think what kind of won me over really with Jameis was when, I think he was out for the year or something. He had like a broken leg. And I guess the Saints won a game or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he's in the locker room. And he over there dancing with a broke leg and some crutches. I'm like, all right, he's a star.
All right, so we love Ocho. He's, frequently texting into the show. Loves him some high school football. Loves him some college basketball. Ocho, I'm sorry. I know that this is not how the game is typically played. However, from Ocho, he says that who is he coming around on? Not Amen Thompson, not Reed Shepherd as a point guard, not Yainer Diaz or Christian Walker. All right, Tari Eason. Wait, hold on. What you mean not Amen Thompson? First and foremost, where are you coming around on him from? Where are the places that people looked at Amen Thompson and were like, nah,
he ain't.
What are you doing, dog?
Now,
that?
Look, I got to be honest, though. I wasn't in this place because it was early on, but at first, I was always skeptical of somebody coming in that can't really shoot as much. And we kind of saw that a little early on where I'm like, man, this dude is very athletic and all that. I'm like, man, this brother he can't shoot. But it got better with time, though. I wasn't there with Ocho, though.
Yeah.
I wasn't there with Ocho.
I guess there are some places where, like you're talking about, his lack of an ability to shoot, especially when they talk about him being more on ball and utilizing his time as overtime elite as why he should be a point guard. I was like, yeah, you're going to have to convince me. Maybe that's where the idea. That,
I wasn't
like,
that far though.
The idea that it's like, oh man, I still haven't come back. And I'm like,
I will say this. I mean, I kind of, and this started this year, this season, I kind of came around in a weird way to Jalen Green, to the point I kind of felt a little sorry for him, because we know what he looked like in the playoffs here. Mm-hmm. But I kind of felt bad because, you know, he had all that pressure on him being the number one guy. And I'm thinking like, man, he not no number one guy. He might be a great number two, mm-hmm. or number three. And so I was kind of rooting for him in Phoenix a little bit. And he had that good game, but ended up getting hurt again. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of coming around on Jalen Green, hoping he succeeds.
Yeah, he's one. And, you know, Sean mentioned this morning Baker Mayfield. I think he's kind of the poster child of that. You know, just with people, an eye roll and all this other stuff. And now it's like, that's a warrior right there. That's a leader right there.
And Reggie made a good point. He's still the same
the
person.
The exact same dude. None of this has shifted, man.
Because you know how good of a season he having now, or he had last year?
Yeah.
He had that season in 2020,
but
low-key.
I think that's more of a reflection on us.
Correct.
On us rather than him. He's never changed.
Yeah.
And we just judged him, not realizing that's how he goes about things.
I think what it was how it went down in Cleveland, how they just got rid of him for a worse quarterback,
right?
Pretty much. And then him bouncing around and kind of finding himself again.
Mm-hmm. Black Greg on the text line says he hated Giannis at first but grew to respect him. That is a hardcore James Harden fan. I respect you for that. And then the 936, I know a LSU fan when I see it. Les Miles, he wasn't that bad. It's all good, man. They'll pay out the payout and they'll go get a new coach. Just don't worry. LSU will be back to win at football games in no time. All right, that's your question of the day here in The Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where A.J. Brown, he's not backing down on his comments one bit. We'll talk about that more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.